Back to you, Rachel. Helen on Facebook has got a question for you.
Can we use light to store information? And if so, how much light do we need?
Light and information.
That's a really cool question. So storing information with light is actually quite hard because storing light, keeping it kind of stable in one place is difficult. But transmitting information with light is actually something we do all the time. So you can take this back like a really long time. So I guess even in ancient times, people used fire to send signals. And certainly in Elizabethan times, there were these beacons set up all around the country, which were there to be lit if they saw an invading armada coming from Spain. And eventually they did, and they lit their beacons and warned London and, I guess, Dover of what was happening and what they needed to do. In the modern world, oh, you hear adverts on the telly for super fast fibre optic broadband. So that's a kind of slightly more sophisticated way, but it's basically sending pulses of light down long, thin pieces of glass to send information about the internet. So there's the question, how small can we go with how little light can we use? Okay, so we talked before a little bit about atoms as like the smallest piece of a material that you can have. The smallest piece of light you can have is something called a photon. It's what we call a fundamental particle of light. And it's a really amazing thing. We can actually do experiments which show that light is a stream of particles. And at the same time, light is also a wave, which sounds completely contradictory. And we can transmit or store or move information on a single photon. And interestingly, you can think of photons not just as being particles, but of point in a specific direction. That's a property of the light called its polarization. For example, no, light pointing up is a one, light pointing sideways is a zero would work. And then you can transfer information like that on a single photon, the tiniest possible particle of light.
And in essence, this is how we're transmitting data at terabit rates all over the world now, and fibre optics for the internet, isn't it? I mean, that's how programmes like this are streaming all over the world at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, we're not using single photons yet. We're using pulses with lots of photons in. That's partly because when it goes down the fibres, quite a lot of the light gets absorbed into the glass. So if we only send it on single photons, we would lose out. But there are schemes for using single particles of light to transfer information perfectly securely. So you can use it then to basically keep really, really valuable information very, very safe. And there's even then schemes for how you deal with the fact that you lose large chunks of your photons down your fibre that gets absorbed into the material.
Rachel, thank you very much.